Love music. Live sport. Pole Position with Andy Alston and Adam Todd on Rock Sport Radio.
All right, let's look to the action in the Scottish scene now, because we had the September meeting of the SMRC on the reverse layout at Knockhill last weekend. Tom Denham was one of the drivers taking part in the Citroën C1 Cup, who joins us now. Tom, there was some great racing out there, and the C1 Cup has been a brilliant addition to the SMRC calendar.
Hi there. You know, it has been a great addition to the calendar this year, and I've been very fortunate to be a part of it. It's grown from the first meeting. I believe we started with 11 cars. Last weekend, we were up to 18 on the grid. So just going from strength to strength.
And Tom, qualifying in particular as well, with so many cars on the grid, qualifying was so close. It was just under a second between the top 11 drivers.
Yeah, sadly, we weren't in that top 11. We were 12. But we'll work on that for the next one, guarantee you that. No, qualifying's been close all year round, and everyone has steadily improved. That's, again, it's another testament to the quality of what we've had in the field this year. Everyone has just got better, and it's always been close. And it's something that we endeavour to try and push forward, and we're desperately trying to get that pole position, which we've got one more crack at it this year. But we're going to go for it next time out, definitely.
So Tom, how would you talk us through the weekend from your perspective? How would you sum up things?
This weekend past, we went and we tested on the Saturday, because obviously with it being the reverse layout for Knockhill, it's a different beast compared to the normal clockwise way of running around. So we went testing. We felt that the car was behaving well with a couple of little setup changes. I was feeling confident in myself, feeling confident in the car. And as we progressed through the weekend, again, I mentioned qualifying didn't quite go to plan. That's something we can work on. But from qualifying through to race one, we actually knocked 6/10 of a second off our quickest time. So to me, that's a massive improvement, followed by some close racing in race one. Race two, again, some really close dicing throughout the field. To summarise our weekend, a little bit disappointed to lose third in the championship, but we put some solid points on the board and we're still in with a shout of finishing third.
And Tom, how would you assess the reverse layout at Knockhill? Glenn Alcock from Superfast Scots, who of course competes in the Citroën C1 Cup alongside you, he believes that the reverse layout is a little bit of a leveller among the drivers. Is that something you would agree with?
I think in terms of it being a leveller, I would argue that there is definitely an argument to say that that is correct. I think a lot of people can have vast experience of going round Knockhill, because for so many years it was solely in the clockwise layout rather than the reverse direction. So yeah, I think Glenn's probably right in that it does give an opportunity to someone who maybe doesn't feel, I'm not going to say underconfident or not comfortable with the other way around, it just gives them a chance to try something else. And yeah, I think he's probably right in that respect.
So Tom, how would you sum up your season so far?
Sum up the season so far? Well, the start of the season was fairly rushed in our preparation time, but overall I think the car's gone from strength to strength. I think the team have developed as well massively as we've progressed, and that's from everyone. Myself, I think I've progressed as well. I got back into doing this. I mean, I wasn't racing for over 8 years, so coming back was a bit of an eye-opener as well. But I think as the year's gone on, we have progressed, particularly in terms of racecraft. I think that has something that has come back to me. I've enjoyed every minute. I really have enjoyed every minute of this year. And I look forward to pushing on for next year and taking the lessons we've learned and putting them into practice for next year, most definitely.
So, Tom, what are these Citroën C1 cars like to drive? You mentioned you've had so long out with racing. These C1s are pretty similar to what you see on the road. So what are they like behind the wheel?
Behind the wheel, they're very light, they're very nimble. They're so similar to the road cars themselves that actually we, as part of the regulations, we have to keep the working radio in. So, you know, if you did so choose, you could listen to Knock Hill FM while you were going around the circuit. Not that I would recommend doing that, of course. You've got to be fully concentrating. They are very similar to the road-going versions, that's true. They're very light, they're very nimble. Not the quickest in a straight line, let's say, but, you know, if you're going two or three abreast into Duffus, or, like we were at the weekend, two or three abreast into the Hairpin, you still feel like you're doing top speed, shall we say.
So if they're perhaps not the quickest in the straight line, is it all about maintaining momentum in order to get a quick lap round the track?
Yeah, absolutely. Maintaining the momentum and also being gentle with the car. You can't force it. You have to have a light touch with it. Really finesse the thing rather than like some other cars that participate up at Knock Hill and SMRC events. You can have a tendency to use their power a bit more. We don't have that. So we have to be silky smooth with these. And that's something that I have learned throughout this year, trying to develop a smoother style, particularly to just maximise the performance from the car itself.
And Tom, this year you're racing with help from Edinburgh College. Just tell us how that partnership came about, because I'm right in saying they had about a month or so to get the car ready.
Yeah, it kind of started a while before that. I had a conversation with Rory Bryant, the SMRC business development manager, and he told me that there was potential for a plan to be in place to do something with a college, with the C1 Championship. And that sort of intrigued me and got me thinking, maybe there's something we could do here. As time rolled on, we took the decision to, yeah, let's go ahead and do this. We agreed a deal with Edinburgh College, and it basically got rolling from there. So we purchased the donor car and the components, and we gave it to the college along with all those parts and said, here we go, you've not got long. I think the build time was between 4 and 5 weeks, and they built the car. I can't say this again, they've heard it all year round, really. The students and the lecturers did a massive, massive job. In fact, if I remember correctly, the car was still being worked on at 12:15 the Friday before our first test session for the opening event of the year. So we really, the first testing we did was a shakedown the Saturday before race day on Sunday.
And Tom, it sounds like a fantastic way for the students to get some hands-on experience of working on a race car. So how do they prepare the car for an event?
In terms of the preparation for each event, obviously they're under the guidance of their lecturers, so they will tell each and every one of them that is involved in the project to go over the car, do what you call a spanner check. So they go over every little bit, they double-check all the fluids, coolant, oil, gearbox oil, and obviously fuel as well, because we're going to get the thing there. But they just double-check everything and make sure that all the components are, one, safe, they are compliant with the regulations, and that we can get the thing out on the Saturday and Sunday safely, but also competitively as well.
So how beneficial do you think this partnership is, not just for the students in Edinburgh College, of course, but for the SMRC as a whole?
For the students, I think it offers them an opportunity to, how would I put it? I think it's an opportunity for them to put something different on their CV to a prospective employer. And it shows a commitment that, you know, they're giving up their weekends to come and do this. How many students do we know that would be willing to get up at, say, 5:30 or 6 in the morning to make it up to Knock Hill for the bright, shiny time of 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning? So again, it just gives them an opportunity to do something different. For the SMRC as a whole, I think it's been a massive door opener for them, to show that they can think outside the box and to get educational facilities involved in motorsport. And hey, we don't know, one of these students who's worked on my car this year or potentially on Glenn's car this year, You could be looking at the next Adrian Newey. You could be looking at the next Patrick Head. But these kids wouldn't know, and nobody would know, if they hadn't been given this opportunity. Mm. I just can't wait for next year where, apparently, hopefully, we will have more colleges involved.
Yeah, and Tom, it's been a really good year for the SMRC in general. Of course, we've got the Formula Libre to look forward to at the final meeting of the season next month. So, Tom, could you just talk us through the process of how someone goes about competing in the SMRC?
To get involved with the SMRC, I think the first thing you have to do is come up to Knockhill, watch an event as a spectator. Like I think we all did at some point. We all went up. You might have gone up with your dad, your granddad, or your mum, or your grandmother, or your friends, and you got bitten by the bug, which tends to happen to a lot of us. So you go up, you watch, and then speak to someone in the paddock. Then they'll give you the information necessary. You can go online, have a look and see what the sign-up process is. Get yourself signed up, become a member, look at what championship you'd like to be involved in, see what budget you have, then just get the ball rolling from there. Set your odds, buy your equipment, do a couple of test sessions before, and you'll be on the grid for maybe the start of the year, maybe the middle of the year, or if it takes you time, you'll be prepped for the last meeting.
So, and if you're not interested in maybe getting behind the wheel on the track, there's still plenty of other ways where people can help out as well.
There are a lot of ways that people can help out, marshalling in particular, because, you know, a lot of people talk about, oh, well, if it wasn't for the drivers or if it wasn't for the teams, that's 100% true. But for the marshals, if there weren't marshals there who are giving up their time voluntarily, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing. Another way that you could get involved in other events, a friend of mine has actually just gone up and done a taster for a scrutineering course. They actually become a fully fledged scrutineer. So that's another aspect that is more behind the scenes, but certainly for his interest in mechanics and general cars themselves. He just loves cars. He looked at it and went, I don't really want to do the driving. I don't have the budget to do that. But here's an aspect that I can get involved in the sport. Mm. And we were lucky enough to arrange that.
And Tom, we all know how tough it can be for drivers to get onto the grid at any level in motorsport. So who are some of your partners behind the scenes this season?
Some of my partners behind the scenes, one of them in particular is the Home Report Company, who have been a massive support to us. I've actually come up and watched us at events. They're one of our main sponsors. Again, another sponsor of mine is Tax Assist of Edinburgh and also Tax Assist for Dunfermline, a joint venture between the two offices. And they have been massively influential in letting us build this project and push this project forward. Another example of a catering partner that we set up was actually Winston's of Kristoffen, which is a small local pub in the area who we spoke to. And they provide us with some small catering for all the events so we can keep the students fed. Another major sponsor of ours is Alexander's of Edinburgh, who are an automotive consultancy-based firm. And we just recently did a little bit of filming with Front Edge Media, who have taken their first foray into doing anything involved with motorsport. And we were very, very lucky that we were able to foster a working relationship with them. And they've just promoted a promotional video for us, which is currently on Facebook.
Excellent. And Tom, we've got one meet left of the season, of course. What's your expectations going into it?
I think, expectation-wise, obviously we want to have the best weekend possible. We'd love to go out and win both races and take pole position in qualifying. But I think for this weekend, what you're going to get, particularly with the C1s, you're going to get close racing. You're going to get close, clean racing, and some real entertainment for the spectators that are up there. My target is to try and get third in the championship. I think it'll be a great way to finish off the year, and it'll be a great reward to all the students and lecturers involved, and also all of my commercial partners.
Absolutely. And Tom, just finally, what's the best way for people to follow what you're up to on the track?
The best way for anyone to follow what myself is doing on the track, or indeed anyone is, particularly in the C1s, is to look myself up on Facebook, on Tom Denham Racing. You'll be able to see any snippets, be it onboard footage, be it this video we've just done with Front Edge Media, or again, any photos, and we'll give race reports, we've got qualifying reports, and just generally we try and have a bit of a chat about what's going on with the team. The other way of keeping up in touch is to watch the SMRC media package, which is on YouTube, provided by Edinburgh College's media students.
Excellent, Tom. That sounds good. And thanks very much for joining us here on Pole Position on Rock Sport Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
That's Tom Denham there speaking to us here on Pole Position.
Love music. Live sport. Pole Position with Andy Alston and Adam Todd on Rock Sport Radio.